This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
I'm going to read now the very last part of a poem called The Seekonk Woods. I want to crawl face down in the fields and graze on the wild berries, my clothes stained pink, even for 7 years, if I must, if they exist. I want to lie out on my back under the 1,000 stars and think my way up among them, through them, and a little distance past them, and attain a moment of absolute ignorance, if I can, if human mentality lets us. I have always intended to live forever, but not until now, to live now. The moment I have done one or the other, I hear swear, no one will have to drag me, I'll come. But never will I agree to burn my words. The poplar logs creosoted asleep under the tracks have stopped snoring. The bow saws at G. An oak leaf rattles on its tree. The rails may never meet, O fellow Euclideans, for you, for me. So what if we groan? That's our noise. Laughter is our stuttering in a language we can't speak yet. Behind, the world made of wishes goes dark. Ahead, if not now, then never, shines what is.